Mr. Altenburn, Secretary Albright, Co-Chairman Van der Veer, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. Je crois que nous avons devant nous une longue journée de discussion au cours desquelles nous aurons à traiter de nombreuses questions de fond. Je vais donc être très bref, mais je tiens avant vous à remercier les autorités luxembourgeoises qui accueillent aujourd'hui les premiers séminaires sur les concepts stratégiques. Je sais que j'ai traduit la pensée du secrétaire général et des représentants permanents à l'OTAN en vous disant combien, messieurs les ministres, nous vous sommes reconnaissants de tous les efforts que le Luxembourg a déployés à l'organisation de ce séminaire. Vous avez placé la barre très haut pour les autres trois séminaires qui vont suivre dans le cadre des travaux et dans les mois à venir. As you all know, the Secretary General wishes the process leading to the new Strategic Council to be a very open and transparent one. And I have to say that the presence today of parliamentarians from the NATO Parliamentary Assembly, of prominent strategic thinkers, of representatives from the media, and senior officials from capitals is proof of the seriousness of this outreach. And on behalf of NATO, I would like to thank you all for contributing your time and expertise to help the group of experts as they begin their work to identify the elements to be included in a NATO strategic concept which is fit for the 21st century. But this first seminar is not only a valuable public outreach activity. It is the opportunity for us to have a frank and open discussion under the Chatham House rule on the key issues facing NATO. And looking at today's agenda, I can see that we are going to plunge straight into the fundamental questions that will determine NATO's future. Let me briefly mention them here. First, the core tasks of NATO and how collective defense can be upheld in dealing with the more complex and diverse challenges that we face today. Second, the meaning of deterrence in the 21st century, particularly when it no longer applies to a single overwhelming threat, but to a range of risks and instabilities that can often not be foreseen in advance. And how to use a more sophisticated mix of civilian and military capabilities to be able to respond to those security threats effectively. Let me also mention the issue of NATO's political role. The alliance is not simply a provider of troops or an instrument of last resort after crisis management has failed. NATO has to play an active role in the political sphere in trying to prevent threats from arising and in shaping the political environment in which we can operate successfully. And in light of criticism that in recent years, NATO's political role has narrowed to our current operations, do we not need a broader, more intensive transatlantic consultation on our common security interests and our common responses? So as you see, this is a set of complex questions, and finding the answers will not be easy. As we think about it, the balance between our traditional missions of collective defense on our territory and our new missions tackling threats and enhancing stability when well beyond our borders is another key element that we shall have to tackle. And this, by the way, is not an either-or choice. We need to be able to tackle all of those challenges in an effective way. Let me also mention the issue of the definition of the level of ambition for the 21st century NATO. We need to be bold enough to tackle the challenges convincingly, but also we need to be realistic enough to remain credible, especially at a time of deep economic and budgetary crisis. So as you can see, this is a set of complex questions, as I was saying, but we do need to find good answers if NATO is to operate effectively in the 21st century security environment. So the group of experts has a major responsibility But so do, I have to say, all of us present here today. We must help Secretary Albright and her colleagues in their endeavor to make the right analysis and to reach the right conclusions. So I'm looking forward to what promises to be a very interesting seminar. But now let me step back and leave to Secretary Albright, the chair of today's proceedings, to lead us in our deliberations. Thank you for your attention.